This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea has condemned U.S.-South Korea military exercises that begin this week, saying the drills show the need for Pyongyang to develop more of its own military capabilities. The South Korean news agency said the U.S. and South Korea kicked off preliminary training on Tuesday ahead of the annual summer military drills. The exercises are being scaled back because of the coronavirus pandemic and caution against upsetting North Korea, which recently hinted it is interested in dialogue with South Korea. But the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said on Tuesday that Pyongyang views the exercises as an act of aggression, no matter what size or form they take. The United States says it is up to Afghanistan security forces to defend their country after Taliban militants captured a sixth provincial capital on Monday, along with border towns and trade routes. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of this month, arguing the Afghan people must decide their own future and that he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year war. The Taliban have stepped up their campaign to defeat the government as foreign forces withdraw. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said on Monday the United States is deeply concerned about the trend, but that Afghan security forces have the capability to fight the insurgent group. And Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held a productive call on Monday about immigration, the U.S.-Mexico border, and the battle against COVID-19. From Washington, this is VOA News.